This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and we're right at the bottom of the hour. Our next guests are with the Zach Gordon Youth Center. We have manager Jordan Nigro and Amanda Lovejoy, youth sports coordinator. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. We're checking in with the Zach Gordon Youth Center. How are things going over there, Jordan?
Things are busy and fun, and, you know, it may today, as we were walking over here, everybody is decorating for the holidays, putting up some white sparkly lights and making it real cheery inside as it is a bit dreary outside. So that is really fun. And tonight we have our weekly LGBTQ Two-Spirit Plus group that meets at the center for teens. And tonight, a couple of our local drag stars are coming and doing a drag tutorial with the teens. So I just went and bought some makeup for that at Fred Meyer's. So that will be really fun, and everybody's excited about that.
Sounds like you have a fun job, too.
I do have a fun job.
What time does that start?
That starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And that is for teens in high school. So if you're listening and you're a high school age teen, or you're the parent of a high school age teen and you think this is something your teen would dig, come on down.
Got it. And this may seem a little repetitive, but I always like to hear like sort of the ages and when they're welcome and how much it costs, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's free. That's one of the very great things about Zach Gordon Youth Center. And then we are open Monday through Friday from 11, well, Monday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Fridays we are open from 11 to 10, and Saturdays we are open from 3 to 10. And our hours are after school. So if you are a school-aged youth, we want you to be in school. So come to us after school. And to be there without an adult, you need to be 9 years old or older. And at 6 o'clock, our hours change to teen hours. That's where we really go back to our roots as a teen center. So it's 14 through 20 after 6.
Okay. Very cool. Thank you for that reminder. Amanda Lovejoy, what's keeping you busy over there right now?
It's the last week for indoor soccer. Our last set of games are on Saturday, and we currently are going through our basketball registration and Start Smart basketball registration.
All right. Do you have space for indoor soccer there, or do you go to the field?
No, we use the community school gyms. So we play at Riverbend and Mendenhall River and Floyd Dryden.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And same with basketball?
Yes, yes.
All right. Yeah. So signups are like right now?
Yes, they are. Okay. And it's $65 because there's a $10 late fee. And if you are – so we have Pee Wee basketball, which is for ages 5. For boys and girls, and then the league play starts at age 6 and goes through age 14.
Okay. When do games start?
January 11th is the first game. The first set of practices begin January 6th.
What does that usually look like? How many teams are there usually?
There's usually about 4 to 6 teams in each age division.
Okay.
It's a little bit fewer in the younger age division. I think we have two to four in the 6 to 7 and the 9, 8, 9.
Got it. I bet it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's, you know, basketball is really big in Juneau, and the community really comes out and supports the kids. It's amazing.
Who coaches these teams?
These are parent volunteers. So if you have a child in the program, consider volunteering. If you're a high school student looking for community service credits, I can pair you with an adult and you can help coach a team, which is always great. I always have a few of those every year. And if you are just a person in the community who wants to give back and likes basketball, come volunteer.
What have you seen in a person? What makes a good coach for this age group?
Oh, somebody who likes to have fun and loves to teach is the big thing. Is they need to love to teach and love to be with kids.
Okay, so that's basketball signups. How and where should we go to do that?
You can go online to cbjkids.org and follow the links to our customer portal. You can also fax it into the main office or email it to me.
Okay,
or you can come to Zach.
Or you can come to Zach.
Yeah.
And get your pens out, parents or youths, and we'll give you the details again at the end of the interview. All right. So that basketball's coming up. That sounds fun. What else going on?
Well, we have BAM is our Body and Mind After School program. That's in both the middle schools. And they are trucking along doing all sorts of fun stuff. One thing that we are looking for is some volunteers to help with Dungeons and Dragons groups after school. That is... It's interesting how things just come around, because that was very popular when I was a kid and it is now very popular again. So we have a bunch of middle schoolers who are into playing it, and we would love a little adult volunteer support for those groups. And, you know, we also do a – there's a weekly Dungeons and Dragons group that meets at Zach Gordon, too. And there's a – we have a volunteer that helps with that. And it's pretty great. So it's a really fun way to engage with kids. And so if you're a Dungeons and Dragons fan and you love middle schoolers, give us a call.
Very cool. What comes after basketball?
Volleyball.
All right.
So I started volleyball last year for the first time, and it's for grades 4 through high school. We're going to see if we can get the high school program up and going. But it's, the registration for that will begin in February.
Okay. What's the most fulfilling part about your job?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really tough question, because I just – everything I do is amazing. My favorite thing is the Start Smart program that I run, which is for ages 3 and 4. And it's so
excruciatingly adorable.
It is. It's super cute.
It is
cute.
The cutest.
But like being able to work with kids and parents in that environment is awesome.
Got it. If somebody's never been to the Zach Gordon Youth Center before, who's the right age, what would you say to them? How would you invite them down?
Well, we would love to see you. You should come down and check it out. We are right across from Centennial Hall, 396 Whittier Street, right across from K2 also. And it's really fun. You know, the legacy of Zach Gordon, I think, that we really treasure at the center is that everyone is welcome there. And it is a safe and fun and welcoming space. So, if you're looking for something to do, come on down. We always have warm food available. We have...
the best staff.
We have great staff. Yeah, we just have lots of fun. So come see us.
All right. Amanda, when's the deadline for youth basketball signups?
It's open until full. So if you are curious about it, just give me a call at 586-0426 and I can let you know.
586-0426.
Correct.
All right. And Jordan, can you give us the details on tonight's event once more, please?
Yeah. So it is at the Youth Center and starts at 6 o'clock. And it is a drag workshop. And some of our local drag stars are going to come and talk about drag and teach any teens who are interested in learning more about drag how do you do contours. I don't know. So it'll be really fun, and we're really excited about it. There's definitely a buzz in the teens. They're excited. We're looking forward to it. So come join us. Starts at 6 o'clock.
All right. And for more information on the center, where should we go?
You can go to cbjkids.org, or you can also follow us on Facebook. That is where we share a lot of information about what's going on.
All right. Jordan Nigro, Amanda Lovejoy, thanks for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I don't have anything else. Call us if you want to volunteer to coach basketball.
Yeah.
All right. And again, that's 586-0426.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Thanks,
you. Scott.
Load up on guns, bring your friends, it's fun to lose, and to pretend.